I'm standing outside Tommy Flynn's pub in Leytonstone, home of the Eastside Jazz Club. Tonight the club's playing host to a band formed especially for the Leytonstone Festival, so I'm going to go inside and find out more. So what do you think of the music tonight?
Well, I think it's always really refreshing, you know, that in Leytonstone there's someone that's keeping jazz alive, really. My dad was a big jazzer, and, you know, it used to be the pop music of olden days, but it's great to see, you know, that someone tries to keep live music alive, you know, in somewhere like Leytonstone, which probably don't traditionally sort of associate with that.
I like the club because they have very good musicians here. Clive's a good drummer. He always has a good quality front liner, you know, top musician. And it's very reasonable as well, reasonably priced. And that's why I like it.
I really enjoy it. I come every week when I can. You get the top class jazz musicians. There's nowhere better in London, really, than here. It's on the doorstep.
My name is Jan. I'm known as Jazzy Jan because I helped set up this club with Clive a long, long time ago in a different pub, but now it's back here, and it started in April 2013 here.
And what is it that makes you keep coming back? What do you like about the club?
With even all the musicians that perform, they really love playing here, and it doesn't matter to them that they don't get as much money as they would do in another venue, or even when they're on tour. And they're absolutely brilliant. All of them are amazing. We have a really good time, but I think this is a very good venue. And the musicians, when we first had the gig in April 2013 here, they were saying what a lovely venue this is, and they really enjoy it as well. And they say to me they enjoy it because the people here are there for them, you know, and listening to the music, not drinking and chatting like they do in some other venues. No, it's going really, really well. Love it to bits.
With me now is Clive Fenner, the organiser of Eastside Jazz Club and the resident drummer. Clive, what a night.
Yeah, I think it was great, Catherine. I hope so. I certainly enjoyed it. We've had nearly 100 people in, and it feels great to me. So, yeah, enjoyed it a lot.
Tell us what was special about tonight, what was happening.
Well, I think we always try and end every programme with a special act and something that we try and encourage people to come into the club. So it's not just a mainstream jazz thing. We always try and mix it up and encourage new people to come and keep the club going. So we had a little sponsorship from the Leytonstone Festival, which is absolutely great. So that allowed us to get seven guys in from Jules Holland Band, people who played with Jamie Cullum, Van Morrison, lots of great players. And we did a special Latin funk sort of set. To try and, you know, attract people and hopefully bring new people into the club.
Everyone tonight's been telling me you get some really good musicians here. How do you do that?
Things build up over time. There was no great master plan. I started years and years ago playing in a public bar to 15 people or 10 people in Walthamstow. And things just sort of develop over time and you make contacts and hopefully we get a reputation that we always have a good crowd, it's always a nice place, the band is always good, and that encourages the musicians to come and that they enjoy playing. Most musicians, they have to earn a living, but they're committed to their music, and if they get the opportunity to play with good people rather than watch the telly, they'll come out and play.
And as the resident drummer, you get to play with everyone who plays here. What's that like?
It's absolutely brilliant, and it's very selfish of me, but I started the whole thing very, very late, and as I say, I started off just playing in a little public bar just to get some experience, and all this thing happened by chance, really, and it gave me the opportunity to play with all these fantastic top-class musicians, and that has been incredible for me, a great learning experience, and it's the sort of thing that you couldn't pay money for to get that if you're trying to learn how to play music.
So what's coming up for the Eastside Jazz Club?
At some time in September, I can't remember, it may be 21st, 22nd, with a great trumpet player called Quentin Collins, who never lets us down. And then our second week, we've got the fabulous Leanne Carroll with Roger Carey. Leanne always packs it out. She's one of our very, very popular guests and someone who I'm very lucky to know well. So that will be very, very busy. That's, I think, the 29th of September. And then the rest of the programme, to be honest, I haven't booked it yet, so I've got to do that in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, well, we'll look out for it, and I'll let you go and get a well-earned drink.
And if people want to check us out, the website is eastsidejazzclubblogspot.com, I think. Or you can Google me, Clive Fenner, and you'll get all the details, and we'd love to see you down here. Bring your family, bring your children. It'll be good to see you. Thank you. Thanks, Catherine.